This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Last hour, we spoke with 17-year-old musician Angela Leeper, who's a member of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra's Talent Development Program. The program was established in 1993 to give promising Black and Latino students, just like Angela, the chance to develop their talents. Diversity remains a big issue for American orchestras. Less than 5% of musicians in orchestras are either Black or Hispanic. The Talent Development Program is hosting a series of recitals, including one tonight at Friendship Baptist Church in Atlanta. Asira Hill and Mary Grambling founded the program 25 years ago, and they join me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So tell us a little bit about this program. How did it come to be that you two began working together to design this, and what was it meant to do?
There were not as many African-American people coming into Symphony Hall because we knew that they were here in Atlanta, that they liked classical music, but they weren't coming in. So we started having sessions with African-American and Latino people in business and in music and in education, and they said, we don't see ourselves on that stage. We don't hear music from composers that look like us. So Azita said, we got to do something about that.
Well, it was very visible, you know. The good thing is that we thought that it could be remedied, and we were able to gather people, you know, with like minds and willing to do something about it.
I think that not only here in Atlanta, but around the country, orchestras are realizing that they need to reflect more the makeup of their communities.
So 25 years ago, you set out to reach young people. How has that been? You've helped over the 25 years probably a number of students.
Oh, indeed, indeed. From only 10 in the first few years, and we now have 25 every year, we just had 6 kids graduating, and they are going to Juilliard and the University of Indiana School of Music and USC and Peabody. Our kids are being accepted and given scholarships. It's just so thrilling.
That's wonderful. So, you know, we have heard about blind auditions when it comes to orchestras as a way to combat the lack of diversity, having more women in orchestras. Right. And I'm wondering, do you think that that is a good way to perhaps promote more racial diversity in orchestras like the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra?
Personally, no. There's been a lot of discussion about this. Mm-hmm. But I think that given the situations and given the, you know, what have happened in this country for years, you know, where Blacks and other are treated different, I think that there needs to be a conscious effort to have parity, give opportunity to other people of other ethnicities.
I would just like to mention that it is true that they do have blind auditions. But that's until the final auditions, and then there's no longer a screen. So after that, if you happen to be somebody of color who has played beautifully, but all of a sudden they can see that you're a person of color, they say, all of a sudden, I'm not good enough, and somebody else gets the job. So we'd like to find a way to keep the blind auditions all the way through.
So we've had the opportunity to meet one of your students that are in the program this year. And I'm wondering, as you look back past the, you know, over the past 25 years, just talk a little bit about the students and what you have noticed about them that inspires you, Azira.
Most of the students stay more than 1 year, and you actually get to know them. And you can see the changes that the opportunities they have received or they have taken advantage of. And when you see them achieve a point of, you know, excellence, it's really electrifying.
You're so right, Azita. And we have families, parents who come to us and say, this program has saved our son's life. This program has saved our daughter's life because they had not been focused. It is not just music. It is all of the discipline that goes into being a top musician.
Asira Hill and Mary Grambling are the founders of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra's Talent Development Program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
The first of four free recitals will take place tonight at Friendship Baptist Church in Atlanta, and students from the Talent Development Program will play alongside the ASO in February. This is GPB Atlanta.